It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Glad we're together again. Television neighbors. I just saw Joe Negri a little while ago, and he invited us to come over to his place in a little while to meet a mandolin player. Yes, somebody who plays a mandolin. But before that, I want to show you something. One of my wooden blocks here. This is an idea I had. I wanted to tell you about. When I was a little boy, I would watch my dad and my uncle and my granddad shave, and I could hardly wait till I got old enough to shave too. But I used to take a block like this and pretend I was shaving. But sometimes I'd do it in the bathroom. Come with me right over here, I'll show you. Hi, fish. Here. I would just stand right in front of the mirror and zzz, pretend that this was my electric shaver. Ooh. Did you ever look at yourself in a mirror? What do you suppose people think when they look at themselves in a mirror? Let's go back in here. Let's get the trolley and have some make-believe. Trolley? Yes, I was looking in the mirror and pretending that I was shaving. Last time we were pretending that Lady Aberlin saw King Friday and Queen Sarah and Prince Tuesday all angry. And she's been thinking about it ever since. Also, Lady Elaine and her play director, Mayor Maggie, are getting ready to do their soap opera. So let's think about those things as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? All right.
Aberlin, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
Would you like to hear me play something on my bass violin?
I would, but I didn't think you approved of playing anything these days.
Oh, hello. Hello, dear.
Hi, Aunt Sarah.
Hello, Friday.
Oh, hello there, Sarah. I was just about to play something for our niece.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Would you like to listen?
Oh, I would, dear.
Very well. I shall begin.
Oh, that's just beautiful. You get better every year, dear.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Now, did you like it, Niece Aberlin?
Oh, yes, of course. It's just I'm a bit confused today.
Something bothering you, niece?
I'm not quite sure.
Would you like to talk with us about it, dear?
Not just now, thanks. I I'll see you later.
Very good. In the meantime, Sarah, I'm ready to help you with that Food for the World report.
Oh, thank you, Friday.
Hey, Lady Evelina. How in the world are you?
Oh, hi, X. I'm fine. I wonder, though, if you would try to answer a question for me.
I'll try my very best. What kind of question is it?
A hard question.
Well, I'll still try my best. What is the question?
What is love?
What is love?
That's my question.
What is love? Let me see. Well, love is a feeling you have when you love somebody.
Yes, but that doesn't tell what it is, does it?
Let me think. Love, love, moon above, love, dove. Wait a minute. Surely Benjamin Franklin knows the answer to this one. There.
What an impressive book. Uh-huh. Benjamin Franklin Speaks.
Oh, yes, I read it all the time. Ben Franklin's my hero.
I know. But does he say anything about love?
Well, he says that love is good, and love is wonderful, but he doesn't explain what it is.
Oh, for a moment there, I thought we might have found the answer.
Oh, Lady A, you know what love is. It's when you feel it, you know it.
You may be right, X. It's just I'm trying to find a little more about it than that.
Like what?
Well, that's the problem. I don't know what to ask.
Pretty hard to ask important questions, isn't it?
It's hard to even know what I'm asking.
Well, I sure hope you find out whatever it is you want.
Oh, me too. Thanks, X. Oh, you know something?
What?
I love you, X the Owl.
Well, thanks, Lady A. That's the best thing I've heard all day.
Somehow I think it's the best thing I've said all day.
I sure do wish you happy flying.
You too.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Robert Troll.
Isn't this a beautiful day? Big sun about all about the sky, the sun around the and everything.
Oh, it really is a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And I have a very important question I'm trying to ask.
Oh, well, ask me, sure. I know the answer. I've been a grandmother. Just ask me.
Oh,
what is it?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Robert Troll.
Yes.
What is love?
What is love?
That's what I'm wondering about.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. What is love, I see? Would it be maybe when you hug and kiss and everything, when you sing blah, 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 that bad? Maybe?
Well, not necessarily. Because I love X the Owl, but I don't hug and kiss him.
Uh-huh. Well, how about maybe it was when you get married? That's love, isn't it, Pickles?
I don't know. I mean, I love Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah, but I won't be marrying them.
Yeah, well, that's true too. Let's see, but I think love is a feeling. Then yes, love. You have to feel love. That's it. And you know what else?
Oh, what?
I'm going to be an usher in a soap opera.
Oh, is that something you want to do?
Oh, yes, since I was a little troll. I always wanted to be an usher in a soap opera.
In a soap opera?
Yeah, well, in anything, really, because I just love doing it. That's why I can sing, but I don't.
Oh, and there are so many people who love you, Robert Troll.
Lady A, you sure make a troll feel good, and I thank you.
Doot! Doot to you, Robert Troll.
Okay, Lady A.
Doot!
As the museum turns, its major heartthrob welcomes you. Hey! Where are you looking so serious on such a beautiful day?
Well, Lady Elaine, I'm trying to find out what love is.
What love is? Well, you've come to the right place, Toots.
You know what love is?
Sure, that's easy. I look into my mirror, and it's love.
I'm serious, Lady Elaine.
So am I. You can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
You ought to talk with your Aunt Sarah. She'll tell you all about it.
Do you think so?
I know so. She and Friday are crazy about each other.
Really?
Of course they are. Don't you see how angry they can get once in a while? And how lovey they are, too. That's all part of it.
You know something?
What?
You can be such a big help.
Anytime, Toots. I'm the one everybody's in love with in the soap opera.
Oh, I should have guessed.
There will be plenty of parts as the season rolls on, whenever you want to be in it.
As the museum turns.
Yes, and we're going to do a game show someday, too.
Oh, what are you going to call it?
When the museum turns.
That's the one I'd like to be in.
Okay, you can be the chief turner.
Oh, Lady Elaine, I love you.
Me too, Toots. See ya.
See ya. Aunt Sarah?
Oh, Lady Evelyn, I'm so glad you came back, dear.
Oh, Aunt Sarah, I should have asked you my question in the first place.
What question?
What is love?
My, what an important question.
I know it's an important question. I can feel how important it is.
What do you think love is, dear?
Well, I used to think that if you loved someone, they always made you happy and never made you angry.
Never made you angry?
Well, almost never. And I thought that the more you loved someone, the less possible it would be to be angry at them.
Did you know that Friday and I got angry at each other yesterday?
I did know that, Aunt Sarah.
We weren't very happy about each other at the moment, were we? And yet, you know, anyone who has ever been loved is able to feel love.
But how can you feel it if you don't understand it?
I don't know. But I do know that I love Friday and Tuesday and you and X and Lady Elaine and all.
And we love you, too.
But we all get angry sometimes.
And we all get happy sometimes and sad and everything. But the love doesn't go away.
That's true. And that's one reason it's the most important thing in the world.
But if you don't understand it, what do you do?
Just go right on loving, whether I understand it or not.
Oh, I do love you, Aunt Sarah.
Oh. And I trust that you know that I love you too, dear. And that's something we can always talk about. Yes, let's go inside. Friday and Tuesday, we'll both have ideas about this to share, I'm sure.
Good. Oh, how right you are, Trolley.
That was a hard question Lady Eberlin was asking. Do you ever talk about love with somebody you care for? I hope you do. People who make each other angry can often still love each other very much. And we'll think more about the soap opera they're planning the next time, too. But now, I want you to meet Joe Negri's friend, the mandolin player.
Yeah, I could just use my block to be a mandolin.
Put this back so we can go over to Negri's music shop. Come along.
Have you ever heard a mandolin?
Oh, I have, and I love that sound.
Oh, well, go on right back. He's waiting for you, and I'll be in a little later, because I love to play along with one.
Good, I will. Thank you, Joe.
All right. See you later.
Peter, it's Fred.
Oh, Fred. It's good to see you.
Glad to see you.
Well, thank you for dropping by. I'm really happy and lucky that Joe had the space available for me to rehearse tonight. As you know, we're doing a concert this evening, and I've been sitting here running through a few pieces, and
I just love the way you play, and I like the mandolin, so.
Well, thanks. I was just trying to remember the words to a Ukrainian lullaby that I'm trying to get ready for tonight. I don't know if you know this, but Ostrushko, my last name, is Ukrainian. My parents immigrated to this country. And like a lot of Ukrainian names, it has a meaning. In Ukrainian, it's pronounced Ostroushko.
Ostroushko.
Yeah, you have to be able to roll your R's in the Ukrainian language.
Re.
Yeah, Ostroushko. And it literally translates as sharp ears.
Sharp ears.
Yes. And I'd like to think of it in a musical sense.
Peter Sharp ears.
Yes, that's right.
I'd like to hear what you
Well, this is
about.
A little lullaby, and quickly, there's a, in the Ukrainian language, a word for that place right before you go to sleep called the drimota. There's that R again, drimota.
Drimota.
And son, which is dream in the Ukrainian language, and they're walking down the road together, and they find this house and look inside the window and decide that they're going to spend the night there because they see this beautiful little girl laying in a crib, and they're going to go in and rock her to sleep. So hopefully I can get through all the words here for you.
Ой, ходе сон коло вікон, а дрімота коло плота. Питається сон дрімоти, де ми ночувати. Та хатунька теплесінька, та дівчинка малесенька, туди підем ночувати, туди дитину полисати.
Oh, what a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. I'm glad I was able to remember the words.
I am too. It can just make you go right off to sleep.
Well, I hope I don't do that with the concert folks tonight. But, you know, I was trying to think of some other tunes that I got from my parents. I learned a lot of my music when I was first growing up, when I was just a wee little person like this, from listening to my parents. My mom doesn't play an instrument, but she loved to sing. You know, she used to sit around the house when she was thinking about what meals to cook for the evening supper, you know, and then as she started cooking the meals and stuff, she would start singing these songs, and I would sit there and listen to her. One of her favorite songs goes like this.
Ищу ниті, туди дрібень.
щекіда. А хто ж мене молодою тай додому проведе? А хто ж мене молодою тай додому проведе?
It has lots of, yes, it does. It has lots of words to it. Fun song, but I learned a lot of the old Ukrainian folk songs from her. And my dad played the mandolin and guitar and other instruments, but he didn't like to sing too much, but he loved to play dance tunes, a polka, for instance.
Filled with music from the time you were a little boy.
Well, yeah. You know, I've had so many people come up to me and ask me, where did you learn how to play? You know, I'm pretty much self-taught, and I did it basically by when my dad was at work, I'd go sneak into his bedroom and take his mandolin that was hanging on the wall down, and I would just start by making sounds on it. I would hit a note and hit another one until I found, you know, a series of notes that sounded good to my ear, and that's the way I learned. I try to mimic what I was hearing on the radio, or even just sounds out in the yard or whatever. You know, I would hear music and I would try to play it on the mandolin. And usually on Saturday nights, my parents would invite all their friends over, and a lot of them played music too. None of them played professionally for money, but they just would come over, and the women would make these big meals, and we'd eat lots of food featuring sour cream and cabbage and all these things, and then they would sit and play dance tunes for hours. And as a child, I would sit there and I would just look at that, and you know, they weren't outside playing baseball, they were inside playing. You know, at one time I thought all dads played the mandolin, because that was my experience. All the adults that I knew played the mandolin, and I would watch them having a good time, and it seemed the most natural thing in the world to want to play music.
And now you're a dad.
And I'm a dad too, you know, and like a true dad, I've got the pictures with me to prove it.
Oh, I want
to introduce you to Anna Kim Ostrushko.
There she is. What a beautiful child.
She loves to listen to music too. I can sit on the couch and I put her down in front of me and I'll pick up my mandolin and just play tunes, and she's so fascinated by it. And sometimes she'll want to sing along, you know. I mean, yeah, she finds a certain note, and sometimes I'll follow her, and sometimes she follows me. You know, we kind of, what we musicians call, we jam together.
Sure,
we make up music together.
Well, you're living together, and that, what a wonderful thing to be able to grow together through music.
This is the best thing that could have happened.
You play sometimes with Joe Negri.
Yes, I've asked Joe this evening to come and play a few songs with me this evening. So we're thinking about rehearsing a little bit.
Could I go get him?
Oh, and please
maybe
do.
Maybe you'd do
please
a,
do.
A
sure.
little duet with him?
Peter.
Hey,
how's it going?
Oh, great, yeah. Great.
How about a duet?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. Love to.
Fred wanted to listen to us rehearse for this evening's concert.
Which one would you like to try?
How about the trees one?
All right.
How do you say tree in Ukrainian?
You're going to have to roll your R's again, Fred.
Okay.
This is Dervo.
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 Yeah, so technically it'll be Dervo, dervo, dervo.
Dervo, dervo, dervo.
You're a natural, Fred.
Here we go. Dervo.
Thank you.
You'll play that for Anna Kim someday.
I'll tell her I played it just from you.
Give her a hug for me, too. It's great to be with you, Peter.
Thanks for stopping by.
Peter Sharp Ears.
Thank you. See you later.
Thank you.
Well, you want to try it?
How
about the ending?
Love you.
Hey, David.
See you later, Mr. Rogers.
Bye. Peter Sharp Ears, that little daughter of his, Anna Kim, will have lots of music in her life, lots of music mixed with lots of love. Love seems to be something that keeps filling up within us. And the more we give away, the more we have to give. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make each day a special day by just your being yourself. That's right. I like being with you. And I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.